This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. El Paso County Sheriff Joseph Roybal and the county's commissioners are joining a lawsuit challenging state immigration laws. Originally filed by Douglas County, the lawsuit targets legislation that limits cooperation between local law enforcement agencies and federal immigration officials. Plaintiffs allege those laws violate the state constitution and infringe on local rule. Under state law, officers cannot arrest or detain an individual based on their immigration status. They're also barred from sharing one's legal status with federal officials. Meanwhile, Denver Mayor Mike Johnston says the city will restore some services it reduced to fund immigrant assistance. On Tuesday, Johnston called on city council to cut over $45 million from this year's budget to fund a more focused response and rehire city workers who lost their jobs.
We're not taking officers off the streets. We're not keeping rec centers on reduced hours. We're not reducing the number of permitting officials that are there to help you process a building permit when you come to the city.
Johnston says the Denver Asylum Seekers Program will focus less on short-term shelters and more on long-term support. The goal is to help eligible immigrants apply for asylum so they can find legal work. The city will then set them up with housing and training programs. In all, the program will cost nearly $90 million. Landlords could be banned from using software that relies on non-public data to set their rents. So-called algorithmic pricing analyzes what buildings in an area are charging to help landlords figure out how high a rent the market will bear. Apartment owners say the software can help them set rent more efficiently, but opponents say this is unfair collusion that costs tenants. If a bill in the state house passes, Colorado would be one of the first states to limit use of the software. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06.